One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC, used with permission.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony. My name is Olivia Milosevic. I have called here before, but some things have been happening recently, and I thought, you know what, I'll call in. Just let you know what's going on. So, in my college, it's an old college, but there, you know, when you go to a college, you see new buildings. There's some old buildings from like the 80s or whatnot. And there's this building I would go to. I was in a fabrication class where you learn how to weld metals and, you know, do some woodwork. So in that building, whenever I would go into that lab, there was a big room for, you know, the welding course. But then there was a door that led to another room on the left. So when you come down the stairs, you see the room, and then right at the left there was the woodworking shop or something like that. So usually we would all kind of put our bags in the wood shop and come out to do whatever we needed to do for the class for the day. And sometimes I would get there a bit early, and when I would, there'd be like moments where I felt a little off, like there's something wrong with the place, but I wasn't thinking about it too much because, you know, I was thinking about homework, exams, whatnot, so I just kind of blew it off. But there was a day where it was fall break and I was still at school because I had to make up some assignments, and my professor emailed me and said, hey, I think you took home one of the items you had to do because I don't have a grade for it. If you could bring it back, that'd be great. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll be right there as soon as I'm done with whatever. And so it was around like 3, 4 p.m. and I walked to the lab and I knew he was there, and I'm very light on my feet. I found him and I tapped his shoulder and he jumped, and I thought it was odd that it's like, he should have heard me, but I guess he didn't. And he's like, sorry, you really freaked me out. I didn't hear you come in. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm here to bring in the piece that you wanted to grade. And he's like, okay, perfect. And then I was like, why did you jump like that? Because that was kind of like an unusual, like, oh, jump. Because usually it's like a little jolt, but he like jumped. So he's like, you're going to think I'm crazy, but this place is haunted. And instantly I was like excited because I love this stuff. So I was like, oh, okay. I mean, are you pulling my leg? Because I wanted to see if he was joking. Because personally, I didn't see a place like this because the building's not that old. It was probably like 20, 30 years old. It wasn't too old. And I was like, so are you sure you're not pulling my leg? And he's like, no, I'm not, because a man died here, actually. And I was like, really? Like, in shock. And he said, yeah. And he's like, do you want me to show you where? And I said, sure, because why not? And so he took me into the wood shop. And he said, well, the old professor, he died here. His name was Todd. He went to go set up the area, and he just had a heart attack right here. And it was, like, by the light switch, which is another entrance into the wood shop. And I was like, oh, so that's what it was, when I felt off in the room. Because looking back, I'm like, I did feel like I was not alone in the room, but I didn't want to go crazy because I've had a lot of experiences with paranormal. I don't have anything attached to me, but my sister had something going on in her house, but that's for another time. And when I was very young, I saw my grandfather everywhere. And I was probably like 3-4 at the time, but I wasn't aware that he passed away before I was born. I thought he passed away after. So I thought he was just alive and with us. So I found that crazy. So I think part of me is like, I think this is why I'm a bit sensitive. I don't think I can sense stuff right away, but I feel like I have a eerie, like, senses of like, there's something off about this place. I don't know what it is, but now I realize, oh, so this is what it is. But I'm rambling on. Sorry. But no, I asked my professor, I was like, so does Todd do anything? And he's like, he turns on the radio all the time. He'll flicker the lights. And whenever somebody doesn't believe me, when I tell them about this, he sometimes, you know, likes to mess around with the students and freak them out by, like, turn off the lights or turning off one of the welding machines. And I thought that was crazy. But at the same time, it's like, I don't think this is a bad entity. I think this is just a normal man who just, you know, died here, and he's just stuck. So every now and then my professor would come up to me and tell me about what's going on, because I think he felt safe to tell me, because I wasn't thinking he was crazy about it. But he would tell me stuff that he would do, like sometimes he'll turn off the lights, it'll be dark in the place, and he'll, you know, get nervous. And I'm like, well, maybe, you know, try not to show a reaction, maybe he'll stop. Because I know that some spirits like to get the attention of a person, but if you ignore it, it's like sometimes they stop, or it could get worse. I wasn't aware of what I was telling this man, but I was just like basing it off of stuff that I've seen, things that I've heard, especially on this show. I'm like, I learn things as I go. And he's like, well, I feel like he wants to communicate with me. And I said, maybe he does. And he said, well, should I get a Ouija board? I instantly cut him off. I said, do not get a Ouija board. And he asked me why. And I said, just trust me, don't do it. Because if you weren't aware, whenever you pray, you know how you bow your head? He said, yes. I said, well, they're subconsciously, like, you're opening yourself up. You're opening your soul to who you're speaking to. So, like, the Lord, you bow your head because you're letting him read your mind and read into your soul what you're feeling. But when you're doing a Ouija board, your head is also bent down. So you're opening that door to something bad. So he's like, okay, won't do that. But I haven't had anything crazy happen, but there was a day where we were doing something with sheet metal. And me and these two other girls were in the wood shop. Everybody else was in the workshop for welding. And Hunter, I just said his name. Well, the other professor came in, and he doesn't work in the welding area, but he helps the main professor out when he needs it. So he was there, and I asked him, have you had anything weird happen to you? He said, yeah. A lot of things happened to me, but there was one time I ran out. And mind you, these are agriculture men. These are farmers. These are the men that you wouldn't expect to be running out of a building from some weird, spooky, you know, situation. So I believe that they're being honest. This is not fake. And he said that he was here on Christmas Eve wrapping his kids' presents, and he heard talking in the wood shop. So he calls out to the other professor to see if it was him, and the talking stopped. And he went into the room, and he turned on the lights. No one was there, and he said, I did not want to be in here, so I left. And he left his kids gifts because he was that scared. So, but while he was talking to me and the other girls, one of them didn't want to hear it because she was too scared of that stuff. The other one was, like, in on it. But we were talking, and something just cult, like, something fell upstairs. There was, like, a catwalk above us, and there was, like, a separate room, and something fell in that room. And I looked up at it, and I looked at him. I said, is there somebody in there? Are they okay? And he was like, I think that was Todd. And I was like, oh. And so when I was in there with one of the girls, it was really quiet because it was towards the end of the day, and I started hearing somebody walking back and forth, like, in the corner where this man supposedly died. And I didn't say anything because I'm like, if I say something, they're going to think I'm in on this, like, ooh, there's a ghost here. So I just kept myself because I didn't want to scare anybody or make them think that I'm crazy. But then my friend looked at me. She's like, please tell me you're hearing that too. And I'm not going crazy from all the stuff that I'm hearing today from about this, like, ghost. And I'm like, nope, I hear it too. And I would leave to go cut the sheet metal. And she's like, don't leave me here alone. It's just, do your thing. I don't think he's going to bother you. But she said that the walking stopped and she heard somebody coming towards her and she had to get up and, like, leave the room. She didn't feel comfortable being there by herself, but I was okay too because I knew that Todd wouldn't bother me. But yeah, no. Nothing else has really happened, but my professor would tell me here and there that he'll turn on the sinks this day or mess with the radio that day, but I haven't heard much since. But yeah, this was very out of whack. Forgive me. But I hope that you can air this, and I hope you enjoy the story. I have plenty of other stories, but I'm going to leave those for another time. But yeah, thanks.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.